Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm the co-founder of Mojo Life. Now, a lot of people are intrigued by the name Mojo Life, and they ask me, well, what is it? What does it mean? And of course, the key lies in the word mojo. As a slang term, it means self-confidence and attractiveness, and you often hear it with reference to people either having it or losing it. In the workplace, people lose their mojo for a number of reasons, most commonly in the current climate because of losing their job. In these circumstances, people go a bit flat. They lose their spark and their inner confidence. And this happens to businesses and organisations too. If you've watched television programmes like The Hotel Inspector or Mary Queen of Shops, the first question these gurus ask the businesses they visit is, what are you? And you know what? They struggle to give them a clear answer. They've lost direction and a clear sense of identity. Mojo Life was created as an antidote to this situation. Firstly, it's a philosophy that's based on self-leadership, entrepreneurism, and finding purpose and passion in your work. We believe that people have the power to engineer their own future, especially in the age of social media, when you can develop a solid reputation and attract opportunities without spending much money. And we know this because as co-founders, we did just that. We reinvented ourselves after life-changing experiences. But Mojo Life also offers much more than hope and inspiration. We've developed some terrific programs to help people and organisations find their authentic voice. This is what we describe as an inside-out approach. You've got to connect with your core beliefs and value yourself before you do anything. We show you how to articulate that story in a compelling way, the story of what you offer, of who you are, of why you believe what you believe, and then show you how to build influence around it. These are practical techniques and strategies that literally pull opportunities to you. And for people experiencing poor returns from conventional push marketing, whether they're job seekers or business owners, it makes a welcome change for people to find you. We want to introduce you to these ideas and techniques. We'll explain how certain people and businesses influenced us on our journey of reinvention. We love Sir Ken Robinson's book, The Element, which shows how finding purpose in our lives changes everything. We're in tune with Seth Godin, the marketing guru, and his views on having a message that's worth listening to instead of just pushing something that's a bit bland and samey far and wide. And we love the ideas of Sahar Hashemi and her story, the very switched-on lady who founded the Coffee Republic. And the blogging culture of Southwest Airlines is something that we highlight and learn from. They recognise the importance of stories in their organisation as a way of engaging people and standing out from the crowd. So if you're facing redundancy or searching for a new career, if you've got a business that needs to tell a stronger story and attract people to you, or if you're working in an organisation that's undergoing change and needs to rally its workforce around a common purpose, call us for a chat. Find out more at www.mojolife.org.